Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of medical news to talk about. I know many of you would like updates on what happened with Netanyahu's speech. From what I understand, he received definitely standing ovations coming in, leaving, and pretty remarkable speech. And I got so much medical news I need to talk about. We got Tylenol, acetaminophen, possibly linked to heart attack risk. People taking Tylenol for a long period of time could be at risk for heart attack. We have a study that coffee may actually protect you from heart attacks, may declog your arteries. We're going to talk about that. I want to talk about a little kid who apparently ate excessive amounts of licorice and unfortunately had a seizure. There's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about, but just before we move on, because I know Netanyahu just finished his speech, you know, I've been watching what's been going on back and forth with the political volley and the political volley, I should say, between Netanyahu coming and not, and you had, people on CNN talking about how, you know, John Boehner went against Obama, you know, and he did this to go against Obama and vice versa. And, you know, whether it's a political ploy or not, all right, you have to admit it was probably one of the most brilliant, shrewdest political moves by any one party to have Netanyahu come and speak. Because whether you like John Boehner or not, all right, he just outed all the legislatures or people in Washington that chose politics over Israel. See? Now, I mean, now we're not calling everybody anti-Semitic or anything like that, but you know, if somebody is coming to speak who's an ally and not an enemy, I mean, you boycott your enemies, right? But if you have an ally coming to speak and you boycott him because you didn't like who the invitee was, what do you think that country or those constituents are going to think? Oh, I get it. Senator Smith didn't come, or Senator Jones or whatever didn't come just because he doesn't like John Boehner. You don't. You show up. If Congress or Senate didn't show up to the State of the Union, I mean, wouldn't they be criticized because they didn't like Obama? You show up, you do your job. We're paying these people to show up and listen to our allies. For there to be this boycott, right, this whole global boycott of a leader, whether you agree with Netanyahu or not, in terms of Iran, which he said is engaged in a deadly game of thrones, all right? He says in this deadly game of thrones, there's no place for America or for Israel, no place for Christians, no place for Jews or Muslims. So when it comes to Iran or ISIS, the enemy of your enemy is your enemy, he said. So whether you agree with that statement or not, if we are paying your congressional salaries, you show up. This is ridiculous. And maybe this was all a political ploy by John Boehner. Shrewd as can be. I'm sure political analysts on both sides are going to cite this as one of the shrewdest moves. He goes, you know what? I'm bringing Netanyahu in. Whoever doesn't want to show up will show their quote-unquote real colors. That's, he didn't say that, but what political pundits are saying. So now, Democrats had to decide, do they, you know, listen to a leader who's trying to teach us something? All right, you can take it for what it's worth. All right, do we listen to an ally Or do we try to turn our back on John Boehner? Well, I think it bit a lot of people in the butt. You see, almost every seat was filled. Joe Biden didn't. How does our vice president not show up to an ally who's speaking? All right? If Great Britain or Canada or any of our country, our allies, all right, come into town. And we show them, oh, my gosh, we spend thousands upon thousands of dollars for breakfast on these guys. Oh, you know, and all the photo ops, et cetera. Really, our administration turned up. Why? Because he came? Because Congress asked him? What was Netanyahu supposed to do? Not come? Oh, Netanyahu has his own political aspirations, et cetera. Listen, his job, whether it be a politician or whatnot, is to show where Israel stands on issues. Of course it's all political. What John Boehner did was very political, duh. Like I said, one of the shrewdest political moves out there. It's all political, right? You know, now you guys can't all of a sudden start hating politics. You should have started just liking politics long ago. It's all political. But we have a country that understands a lot more about what is going on in the Middle East than we do because they're there. And if he wants to come and talk to us, let him talk, let him speak, and if we are paying your salaries, you show up. So, of course, Prime Minister has definitely heavily criticized the nuclear deal under negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. Of course, the U.S. said, well, we're not coming, and we're upset because he's going to reveal sensitive information. Really? Really, please. He's smarter than that. He's a Harvard graduate, for crying out loud. Cut him some slack. Really? Like, he's going to sit there and disclose. Yeah, and again, maybe it wasn't the nicest thing to do. Maybe he should. But if President Obama told him not to come, and Congress is supposed to vote, of course Israel's security is in the balance of this vote, and our security. So you witnessed history today. Whether you like John Boehner or not, you witnessed history. And now we're going to see the ramifications. Very interesting. A lot of political analysts are discussing the Elizabeth Warren boycott of the speech. All right, I don't know if she ended up showing up at the last minute or not, but from what I heard an hour before, she wasn't coming. She's supposed to be running against Hillary Clinton. That's definitely going to surface in the Democratic primaries. Elizabeth Warren not coming and turning her back on a world leader who's an ally. All right, we're going to hit medical news, and if we get any more breaking news, we're going to keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's whatever every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So drinking 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day may reduce the risk of developing clogged arteries, which then could in turn reduce your risk for heart attack. Yeehaw! Drinking 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day was associated with less calcium buildup in the arteries, according to researcher Dr. Eliseo Gayar, a professor from the Department of Epidemiology and Medicine at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore. Now, calcium buildup is an early sign of hardening of the arteries and is risk for heart disease. Gayar said that the buildup is an early sign of hardening of the arteries. So obviously the more calcium deposit you see, the more of a concern. And now I got to shut the volume off. Why is the volume on my computer up? We got some people dancing. That's a good video. Honestly, I don't understand why I am looking at a health article, and now all of a sudden we have all these people dancing on the video. I really don't understand what ad that is. Anyway, Gayar said that the study cannot show a direct cause and effect relationship between coffee and reduced calcium in the arteries, but noted that the association between these risk factors are very, very strong. Now, remember years ago they said coffee could reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes is also a risk factor for hardening of the arteries? Now, he's not telling everybody to go and start drinking a bunch of coffee. But remember, this isn't coffee that is a chocolate frappuccino where you have your whipped cream and you have your sugar and you have your chocolate and your creamer and your artificial sweeteners. The more you add that crap in there, then the more it negates any of the healthy aspects to your coffee. So we're talking just straight out black. I could barely drink coffee. I could barely get it into me. Barely. I mean, maybe through an IV, but I'll still want to reject it. Unless, of course, there's chocolate and all sorts of other crap in it. So for me, this won't work. Dr. Greg Fonero, a professor of cardiology at UCLA, says multiple studies have shown that coffee consumption is associated with lower risk of heart attacks and strokes, with lowest risk being 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day. I was wondering about that. That's a good question. Chocolate-covered coffee beans. That may be kind of delicious. You know, because is it the cocoa? Is it the fluid? Is it the caffeine? Is, you know, what is it? Now, some one of my patients asked me a long time ago when they were, they've been talking about coffee and heart disease for a while, where it possibly is, if your heart, this was their theory. If the caffeine raises your heart rate, then your heart rate is beating faster, so less time for stuff to deposit on the arteries. I don't know if I buy that, because then think about it. People with a slower heart rate seem to be healthier and have longer longevity with their hearts. You know, people with an average resting higher heart rate don't do as well as people with a lower resting heart rate. So if your resting heart rate is 65, you are doing a hell of a lot better than someone whose resting heart rate is 90. You see? So I don't know if it's that. Now, I think exercise is extremely important. All right. I don't think the exercise per se prevents buildup, because, you know, you exercise for, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever. You still rest. You still sleep. I think there's got to be something to the cocoa bean. And 2015 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, remember a couple weeks ago, said that if you drink as many as 5 cups of coffee each day, it is linked to several health benefits, including reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Remember they said, nah, maybe cholesterol isn't that as big a deal as we once thought. Again, they still said you have to have a lot of vegetables. Boring, but, you know, that's what we got to do. For the study, is it Guayar? Guayar's team collected data on more than 25,000 men and women who live in South Korea, and their average age was 41. Oh, man, really? I'd be too old. Well, I'm 43. They might have used me. Now, I know I cannot be on American Idol. My son always asks me, will you be on American Idol, Mom? I go, I can't. I'm too old. No, you're not. I'm like, yeah. I think they only go up to, like, age 28. And I know. You know what? I think if I was on American Idol, I think Simon Cowell would have thought I was really, really cool. But Jennifer Lopez, nah. She'd be like, wait, you're my age. Nah, this isn't going to work. I think Keith Urban would love me. He's like, you know what? She's got some sass. I'm like, yeah, I got some sass, Chris. Okay, anyway, back to the study. 25,000 men and women living in South Korea. None had signs of heart disease. During a yearly health exam, participants were asked about what they ate and drank. They all had CAT scans to determine how much calcium had built up in their arteries. The researchers then compared, very simple test, they looked at the calcium buildup on the CAT scan, and then they compared it to their answers on how much coffee they drank. They found that as coffee consumption rose, the amount of calcium buildup declined. Those who drank 3 to 5 cups of coffee having the least amount of calcium buildup. All right, this is pretty cool. Now, why do they pick South Koreans? Well, South Koreans, I guess a lot of times their coffee intake, I guess, is similar to ours. Yeah, I guess I'm not really knowing as much other cultural similarities as opposed to the English or Chinese, or why didn't they just test Americans? I don't understand. But anyway, the association between them, maybe it's cheaper to do studies in South Korea than America. Anyway, they said the association was the same despite sex, smoking, alcohol consumption, etc. And la la la. Okay, so coffee contains antioxidants. All right, it's not all about the caffeine, even though a lot of people think the caffeine is doing it. All right, because decaf coffee, the reason why they think caffeine is doing it is because decaf coffee doesn't seem to have the same benefits as caffeinated coffee. Now, there's over 1,000 chemicals in coffee, including the antioxidants. All right? We also know that coffee could increase blood pressure and anxiety. There was even a study saying coffee could increase your bad cholesterol, your LDL. What I'm wondering is if it's not the caffeine, is the decaffeinating process messing with the cocoa bean to the point that something else gets lost that's cardioprotective? I don't know. All right, that's up for you guys to debate. And I know this is a real, real juicy debate. You thought the Netanyahu debate was juicy. It's the why is decaffeinated coffee not as healthy. All right, so you guys just discuss, figure it out. Call me 1-877-DOC-DALI when you figure it out. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't give a damn about what coffee, but I just want to know if I'm going to live long. Well, get this. We got a test. We have a treadmill test that will predict your chance of dying in the next 10 years. Okay? I guess the test involves running in 3-minute segments on the treadmill. The speed gradually increases along with the growing incline, and the test kind of looks at your METs. All right? We've talked about this when we've talked about cardiac stress testing. It's called the FIT Treadmill Score. It was created by cardiologist John Hopkins University in Maryland. They studied 58,000 stress exams, stress tests, okay? And they found that if you were obviously in good physical shape, that would portend lower death risk, all right? Now, the test looked at 3-minute segments that looked at your MET score. It's the score that we look at in terms of we want to look at your, it's kind of like an energy expenditure. I'm trying to figure out how I would describe it. Cause it has nothing to do with baseball. Really? Come on, people. I'm trying to think what I would, Okay. You know what? Let me just, hold on a second. Let me see if I could get this for you here. Because everything I'm pulling up has to do with baseball. Are you kidding me? MET stress test. Hold on a second. You see how I like to Google stress test? And then we have, it's this unit, and I'm trying to tell you what it's like a metabolic equivalent test. But hold on, I'm trying to see what it exactly stands for. All right, hold on a second. All right, you know what? I'm just going to have to, this is why I need my news team. Where's my news team? Oh, they're all out drinking coffee. Yeah, see, so they're all having coffee while I'm trying to figure out how to describe what these METs are. All right, not important. I mean, they're important, but not important for me to move on. Let's just talk about how long you could live. So anyway, you take the maximum predicted heart rate, which you guys know how to find your maximum predicted heart rate. Have you guys ever done that? You take 220 and you minus your age. So I'm 43. Do the math. Okay? Then they take the heart rate achieved during exercise. Then you divide it by your maximum predicted. Okay? And they go over all this. And if you score 100 or higher, depending on the different stages of exercise that you do, your survival rate is 97% in the next decade. In the study, scores would range anywhere from a negative 200 to a positive 200, and there's this whole calculation that they use. They say if your score was between a negative 100 and 0, you had 11% risk of dying in the next 10 years, while scores lower than negative 100 have a 38% risk of dying. So, these metabolic equivalents, basically, we kind of gauge how much your energy expends during exercise, and the more vigorous activity uses more METs. So you want to obviously do more activity with more METs if your heart can handle it. Boy, I messed that up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, our show plays throughout the country, thank God, to our multiple affiliates, and we have an answer line. So whenever we're not live, people can call in with medical questions, and let's go to some of them now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for your program. I have something like a urinary infection, and when I urinate, I experience this tremendous electric shock that runs through my body and comes out my arms and ends at my hands. I wonder if you could tell me if that's inflammation or an infection, or sometimes I think I'm going to electrocute myself right there on the commode. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay. Oh, I wish I could talk to you live. Yeah, that's pretty scary for you. I would never want to pee if that happened to me. Bladder infections can hurt, and they can hurt badly. And sometimes you can have shooting pains, but this electrical jolt that you're feeling up into your arms, I'm almost wondering if it's something that's going on with the nerves coming from your neck that could be going up the arms, or if you're having it in the legs, an electrical jolt to the back. I also worry about the heart. Whenever you hear of arm pain, even if it's both right, left, or, you know, it doesn't have to just be left. So my suggestion would be a few things. One is, I would suggest that you have your medical provider make sure you don't have a bladder infection. Because any severe pain you have when you're urinating, we have to make sure it's not an infection. So that's an easy urine test. Second, I would want somebody to probably scan the area to see if anything is pressing on a nerve. Now, usually nerve pain, when it deals with the spine, it doesn't necessarily go up into the arms if it's in the lower pelvic area, but it sounds like there's something going on with the back. Let's say you have a compression fracture, or let's say of one of your spine, and you don't know it. A lot of us do. As we get a little older, our bones start to thin. And as we start to kind of hunch over a little bit because we don't have the erectness of our spine and the musculature, etc., sometimes as the bones thin, we could get little compression fractures. And those could also be associated with nerve pain. So I would suggest getting the urine checked. Any shooting pain you have that has to do with your pelvis, you should get a CAT scan of the pelvis. And then I would want somebody taking a look at the back and the neck, possibly an MRI. I know that sounds like a big, expensive workup, but you're in a lot of pain, and that's scary. And make sure you're getting an EKG. I want to make sure the heart is looked at. I hope that helps, and please keep us posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was a very interesting study, kind of scary, because a lot of you have been switching to acetaminophen, or in Europe, paracetamol. And they found that daily acetaminophen, which we use in branding Tylenol over here in the States, could raise the risk of heart attacks, stroke, and early death. It found that patients that are prescribed high doses of this for long periods were 63% more likely to die unexpectedly. The risk of a heart attack or stroke was up to 68% higher, and there was an almost 50% greater chance of having a stomach ulcer or bleed. Now, this is interesting because aspirin and ibuprofen are more are what we, you know, are very concerned about in terms of stomach bleeding, etc. And we also know that ibuprofen has been linked to heart attacks and strokes, so we switched everybody over to Tylenol. But they think what could be happening with the paracetamol is it could be preventing the action of an enzyme called COX-2. Okay, now COX-2, we all kind of remember with the COX-2 inhibitors, the Celebrex, Mobic, Vioxx, etc. They were pain relievers that caused less bleeding because they were COX-2 inhibitors. It would help with pain but cause less bleeding. Acetaminophen was not really supposed to be known to be a COX-2 inhibitor. Scientists from the Leeds Institute of Rheumatic and Musculoskeletal Medicine looked at 8 studies that contained information on patients who took paracetamol or acetaminophen daily for up to 14 years, and they would take it for arthritis or back pain, etc. And then they looked at people who hardly took Tylenol. I rarely take Tylenol. Philip Connigan, who led the research, found that for most patients, the risks were very, very small, and those given this paracetamol over a long period, I guess they said, would have illnesses likely to kill them early. So maybe what it was kind of a coincidence in terms of, well, somebody always needing to hit the Tylenol may have a variety of other medical issues. Okay, so like, let's say you have diabetes and you have diabetic neuropathy. All right, there's a chance that you already having diabetic neuropathy would mean you already have a higher stage of diabetes, so your chance of living longer than somebody who doesn't is already decreased, you see? All right. The professor added, I am a bit worried that the paracetamol, which he's studying at high dose for long periods, could be associated with side effects that we hadn't previously associated with. All right. So this is published in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases, and I like the idea of looking closer at Tylenol, acetaminophen, etc. I'm very, very concerned that we are living on these pills because there's not a lot medically we're doing for our aging population, okay? I don't think we ever expected our parents or grandparents to live well into their 80s and even 90s, okay? And we have children right now that they are projecting to be able to live till about 140. I mean, this is what we are looking at today. I mean, thank God for all the medical advancements that we have. But if, you know, I'm 43 years old and my knees are shot, all the activity, all the exercise I did, they're shot. And so what? We're supposed to have bionic, you know, limbs later, or we're supposed to have knee replacements. And, you know, and so when things start to hurt, you know, we start to hit the Buffarin or the Motrin or the Advil or the Tylenol, etc. And when people's kidneys started to show signs of injury because Motrin, Aleve, Naproxen, etc. was hurting the kidneys, a lot of doctors had to move people over to a Tylenol base. But a Tylenol-based medicine, Tylenol per se, didn't help. So a lot of doctors were like, look, they're in pain, I'm going to give them some Lortab or some Vicodin or some Norco. And now we have a slew of people on painkillers. So I think they're all bad. I think the potential is that they all could be bad. So my suggestion is anything you notice you are taking on a daily basis, let your medical provider know. Also, you need to be careful with the always reaching for an over-the-counter medicine. The idea of, well, it's over-the-counter, so it's okay. You've got to let your medical provider know that. Okay, you know, just because it's over-the-counter, it doesn't mean it's a vitamin. And even your vitamins, you need to let them know. I had a patient bring in all their vitamins. Oh, my gosh. It took up a whole shelf of a drugstore. And I'm like, you're taking all these every day? Yeah, but they're vitamins, and they're from a health food store, and they're, yeah, but, you know, do you even know what these things are? Do you know what they do? So that's something that needs to be looked at. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this case where an excessive amount of licorice caused a little boy to have a seizure. And we're also going to talk about how, you know, with all the insomnia that we have now, we're seeing more and more older people reach for the sleeping pills. Well, we need to start cutting back the amount of sleeping medicine, at least cutting this stuff in half, because many of our older patients can't tolerate it. And we have another group of researchers looking at the average penis length. So we have experts creating graphs on the size of the penis. All right, like we really need that. Again, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, Michael wants to know, what does it mean when you have a bowel movement and you have a sharp shooting pain, and not typical pain of pooping, I guess. Any sharp pain, guys, get it checked out. When we look at pain and we try to figure out what type of pain it is, you know, you'll come into the doctor in pain. And the doctor will be like, well, describe it. So I'm like, I don't want to describe it. I hurt. Leave me alone. I hurt. Okay, it hurts. Well, you know, tell me about it. Describe it. Is it throbbing? Is it aching? Is it churning? Is it twisting? Doctor, leave me alone. Don't talk about it. I got a headache. It hurts. No. I really want to know. I really want to get deep into what kind of pain it is. Does it feel like there's a knife kind of being twisted in your temple with that headache, Bob? Or does it feel like you're getting stabbed multiple times with the knife? Or does it feel like the knife is going in there but hitting the scalp, and then the knife is curling over and then ripping out chunks of brain? And, oh, doctor, stop it. But the reason why we do that, it's not because we want to torture you or be cruel, but we want to figure out what type of pain this is, because pain, you know, pain will present, or the things that cause pain will present in different ways. So, for example, a heart attack pain will rarely feel like a prick of a needle. Heart won't do that. The heart's too big of an organ. So if you're having a problem with the heart, especially how visceral it is and how deep, you know, into the body it is, it will have more of a diffuse pain picture. So it won't feel like somebody took a pinprick, you know, where you're like, oh my gosh, my boob hurt. It just poked my boob real quick. That's rarely heart pain. But if the whole breast hurts, or your whole chest hurts, or you feel a pressure, or you have trouble breathing, that could be more indicative of heart disease. All right. If somebody says, I have a shooting pain, where the pain just shoots and it's like electricity, well, that makes us think nerve. If somebody's like, gosh, it feels like a cramp, it's crampy, well, then that sounds like a muscle. So when somebody says they're having shooting pain, whether they poop or urinate or whatever, a shooting pain that feels like they're getting electrocuted sounds like a nerve. So we want to know what nerve is being pushed, what is hitting the nerves, and what is exciting the nerves. So we want to look around the nerves, and we want to find around the area where it's happening. So anytime you have any shooting pain, we recommend getting the organ around which the shooting pain you believe is originating looked at. So we'd either CAT scan. If it's your colon, we would probably do a scope. All right, colon cancer doesn't usually present with you getting ready to poop and then all of a sudden it hurts. Sometimes colon cancer won't present with anything at all. Sometimes you'll see blood in your stool. Sometimes you'll have constipation. But by the time it hurts and shooting pain, I don't always, it would have to have been more far, you know, farther along. But any pain with expelling your bowels needs to have, you know, an exam. And most likely your GI doctor is going to probably do a colonoscopy. He may do an anoscopy, just looking up the anus area. But, or the rectal area, sigmoidoscope, but usually the doctors in America will probably do a colonoscopy, because then they could put you out, and they could, you know, take a look, and if they have to, you know, take any polyps or do any biopsies, they could do that while you're under or asleep. So, the other thing I think of is whenever somebody has a painful bowel movement, I think of hemorrhoids, I think of fissures. We had somebody on Saturday talk at length about his anal fissure and how it wasn't healing. And it was, I think, very, very valuable for many of you. So we, you know, talked about different types of things that could be done for that. But, you know, again, you have to have a good colorectal doctor or gastroenterologist taking a peek at you. All right? And if you don't see the blood, there's a test for us to test for blood, which is extremely important. All right? You would have your family doctor or your regular medical provider could give you these little cards to take home that you put stool on. Make sure you cover them up tightly so none of us get our hands all into them while we're trying to eat our sandwich for lunch. And then we could check for blood in the stool. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, every time I go to my doctor telling him that there's blood in the stool, he makes me get a colonoscopy. I don't want to tell him when I see blood in the stool because I know what it is. It's from hemorrhoids. This is why your doctor will send you for a colonoscopy. Because if you're having some sort of bleeding, you're right, it could be the hemorrhoid. You could see the hemorrhoid. You could take a mirror down there and see the hemorrhoid. Or you could have your neighbor take a look and go, yeah, it looks like you have a hemorrhoid. You know, hemorrhoids happen, and hemorrhoids could be the cause of bleeding. But we medical providers need to figure out why you're bleeding and why you're having the hemorrhoids. And just because there's blood around the hemorrhoid doesn't necessarily mean the hemorrhoid is the one that's bleeding. Okay? So we need to know where the blood is coming from. Is the blood coming from higher up? Do you have hemorrhoids because you have this big colonic tumor higher up in the sigmoid colon so that you start to constipate and you're pushing and that's why you have hemorrhoids that happen to bleed also? So we can't tell just because we see blood in the stool that it's from a hemorrhoid versus a fissure versus a very, very rare steak that you had eaten a couple nights before. We can't tell that, which is why they always say to avoid red meat for a good 3-4 days prior to the test. Because if you have red meat and there's blood in the red meat, yeah, there's blood being passed in your stool. Okay? The blood, you know, most likely doesn't get absorbed. Then it goes out the poop. A nice, juicy, medium rare steak. Doesn't that sound good? I am so hungry right now. See, I haven't burped today because I haven't eaten. Okay, so that's why you need to get checked. It's very, very important. All right, so let's talk about, there was this child here that, and of course, now I lost the article. Are you kidding me? Really? Oh, man. All right, once again, there was a child that ate a whole crap load of licorice. And unfortunately, he suffered a seizure. Oh, by the way, did you guys see the footage of the skydiver? There was a skydiver that had a seizure mid-air. And thank heavens, his teacher was skydiving with him. So the teacher moved over to him, grabbed him. And then also he said he could have also, automatically hit a button that would have deflated his parachute. But the guy was in a full-blown seizure, unconscious, while he was free-falling out of a plane. So never, never, never do that alone. Make sure you have somebody nearby, and make sure you have somebody that can remotely launch your parachute. He's okay. He lived. All right. Now we have an adolescent boy who was rushed to the hospital. This is in Italy, Bologna, Italy, after suffering a tonic-clonic seizure for 2 minutes. And the seizure, he had suffered, from what I understand, a cluster of generalized seizures during the first few hours while being sent to the hospital. Had headaches, high blood pressure. Nobody knew what the hell was going on, why he was having these seizures. But they noticed he had black teeth during a medical exam a week later. And further investigation revealed that he had been eating 20 licorice candies a day for 4 months. So they think the glycyrrhizic acid, which is one of the active ingredients of licorice, was causing him to have seizures. The World Health Organization recommends no more than 0.88 milligrams per kilogram. So, if he was eating 2.88 milligrams per kilogram, it's toxic. Since then, he has quit eating licorice, and the swelling in the brain has subsided. And the blood pressure that he had, and he had a reversible encephalopathy syndrome, is starting, obviously, to reverse. So now they want candy makers to put warnings that you can't overeat licorice. Who knew? All right, when we come back, your zodiac sign, your astrological sign, and your diet. Eat by your blood type, eat by your zodiac sign. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.